One late night in a New York bar, my friend Jose confided to me his three rules for living. Jose was this charismatic, Ivy League educated architect who spoke five languages, so I leaned in closer to pay attention. Jose's rules were, be yourself, don't freak out, and surf that wave. That night marked a turning point for me. I'd been struggling to develop a coherent philosophy of life. Suddenly I realized I didn't have to. Here was Jose, clearly succeeding, with much more basic concepts than I'd been wrestling with. That is the moment when I became a collector of other people's rules and maxims. When I first moved to San Francisco, I was invited to a beach barbecue. What do I wear? I asked my host. She said, in San Francisco, always bring your sunglasses and your sweater. Immediately, I knew I'd found another one for my rule book. If I could, I'd make that advice San Francisco's official motto. Forget Oro and Paz, Fiero and Guerra. No one should be allowed to visit here without knowing the sunglasses sweater rule. A school teacher once mentioned she had three rules for dealing with children. I felt like I'd struck gold. Her rules were, be fair, be firm, and don't look to them for approval. She was talking about her elementary school classroom, but now I use those rules every day with my children and with people who act like children. My mother-in-law taught me a useful maxim. Everything starts with a conversation. She told me it was the secret to her successful business. She also confessed it's how my father-in-law picked her up on an airplane many years ago. And what if I have a conversation and actually start something with it? I switched to a rule my wife taught me. If it's not yes, it's no. Day or night, that's how I make my decisions to advance or retreat. Honestly, I know it's silly sharing my rules and maxims. People don't ever take advice, a friend once observed. When someone else is talking, she patiently explained to me, you're just there to listen. With a perspective, I'm Evan Sagerman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.